to order. Thank you all for being here. Today is Thursday, March 12th, 2020. The time is 9:01 a.m. Present today in attendance and Senator Begich. Senator Costello is recovering and hope to see her soon. We have a quorum to conduct business. Today we're going to have a confirmation hearing for an appointee to the Alaska Professional Teachers Practices Commission, Mr. Lim Wheelis. Lim, are you with us?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Wheelis. Pleased to have you with us. Would you introduce yourself for the record and let us know what you're thinking about?
My name is Lim Wheelis. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members of the committee. I'm honored to have been nominated by Governor Dunleavy to the Professional Teaching Practices Commission. I'll begin my comments by providing a little background on myself, and then I'll address the PTPC and teacher certification more specifically. I was born and raised in Anchorage, where I attended public schools and ultimately graduated from A.J. Diamond High School. I earned a BA in political science with minors in communication and sociology from UAA, as well as a Master of Arts in teaching. After completing school, I got my dream job, teaching at Diamond High. I've taught social studies at Diamond for my entire 16-year teaching career. I've taught world history, U.S. history, Alaska studies, AP comparative government, and currently I'm teaching AP United States government, AP United States history, United States government, economics, and student government. For the past decade, I've also taught online U.S. history and U.S. government courses for the ASD iSchool program. I was recognized as the 2018 Alaska History Teacher of the Year. I've previously been recognized by BP as a Teacher of Excellence, by the Alaska World Affairs Council as their Teacher of the Year, and twice by the Model United Nations of Alaska as Advisor of the Year. In addition to the courses that I teach, I provide opportunities for students to develop their interests and leadership skills as the sponsor of Model United Nations Club and Christian Club. I've been the Student Government Advisor for a decade, and under my leadership, Diamond Student Government has been awarded the National Gold Council of Excellence Award and is the only school in the state to currently hold this top national distinction. In addition to my work with students, I've served on the Anchorage School District Assessment Inventory Steering Committee as the elections chair for the Anchorage Education Association and as the parliamentarian for the NEA Alaska Delegate Assembly. Over the past year, I've served as a subject matter expert for the U.S. Census Bureau's Statistics in Schools program, and I'm currently a Statistics in Schools ambassador, helping to promote the census to educators and students through appearances on national podcasts and by speaking with local and national media. On a personal note, I've been married for 18 years to my high school sweetheart, Lindsay, and we have two daughters, Cicely, who is 14 and a freshman at Diamond High, and Ella, who is 11 and in sixth grade at Chinook Elementary School. I'm part of the leadership team at Mountain Coast Vineyard Church. I love to play softball every summer, and I enjoy camping throughout Alaska every summer with my family. Now that you know a little about me, let me share some thoughts about education issues and why I'm excited for the opportunity to serve on the Professional Teaching Practices Commission. My mission as an educator is to inspire all of my students to be engaged citizens. I empower my students to be politically active by teaching them about their government and its history, and by providing them with opportunities to engage with their government. I've hosted a sitting governor, members of Congress, members of the Alaska legislature, U.S. ambassadors, and foreign consuls in my classroom. My students have taken what they've learned and applied it as campaign volunteers, legislative and congressional staffers, delegates to the United Nations or to United Nations conferences, and candidates for public office here in Alaska. My ultimate objective is to challenge my students to not just learn about their government, but to be an active part of it. Being a government teacher, I'm often asked about my political views. When my students ask, I tell them that I don't share my views with students because it would be unethical for me to do so and potentially sway their views. Similarly, I tell them that I don't care what their political views are, but I care that they form political views and that they can articulate why they believe what they believe. I teach my students about a variety of political beliefs and ideologies so they can form an educated opinion and engage in civic discourse with each other. Mr. Chairman, the members of your committee come from different political parties and have a variety of political beliefs, and yet you all meet regularly, respect one another, and engage in thoughtful discourse with the end goal of doing what is best for our great state. My goal as a teacher is to prepare my students for those same conversations, whether in their homes, on social media, in their eventual workplaces, or for some of them, someday, in our state capital. My goal as a teacher leader and member of the Professional Teaching Practices Commission is to hold my colleagues to these high standards as well. As a recess appointee to the Commission, I've had the pleasure of serving during the last two meetings of the PTPC. During our most recent meeting, I proposed including in the next PTPC newsletter reminders to educators about appropriate ways to deal with politics in the classroom. I've advised colleagues on numerous occasions about the proper way to deal with these subjects. I've also advised many students and a few parents on how to approach situations where they feel a teacher has crossed the line and pushed a particular political view. My goal is to be proactive and address the issue before it rises to the level of a complaint before the PTPC. But if it reaches that level, then I'm prepared to react appropriately. As a quasi-judicial body, the PTPC is asked to adjudicate complaints against certificated educators, including teachers, counselors, principals, and even superintendents. This is a role I do not take lightly. I appreciate that the legislature saw fit to create the PTPC over 50 years ago so that educators could hold their colleagues accountable, but also so that they can be judged by a jury of their peers. When I teach about the importance of jury duty, I tell my students that if you're smart, you might be able to talk your way out of getting put on a jury. Then I challenge them with this thought. If you're ever accused of a crime, and I hope it's falsely accused, would you want your jury to be made up of only the people who are left after all the smart people talk their way out of it? If I were ever the subject of a complaint to the PTPC, I would want to be judged by my peers, who have a good grasp of what it means to be an educator in 2020. The PTPC is made up of five teachers, a principal, a superintendent, a representative from higher education, and a representative from DEED. This is a group of educational professionals who understand the challenges of being an educator and who want public education to be esteemed throughout Alaska. As a body, the Professional Teaching Practices Commission works to promote professional and ethical behavior by all Alaskan educators through proactive education and outreach, and by responding to complaints when a violation has occurred. The current state budget crisis has hampered the ability of Alaskan school districts to attract and retain quality educators, which makes the role of the PTPC all the more important. As districts hire new to Alaska and new to the profession educators, we must ensure that they are educated on the Professional Teaching Code of Ethics and the potential consequences for violations of it. As a member of the PTPC, I will work to increase our education and outreach efforts to ensure that all educators are familiar with the Code of Ethics and understand what it means for their professional practice. As a lifelong Alaskan and a career educator with connections throughout the state, I am an ideal nominee for the Professional Teaching Practices Commission. I am well informed on current education issues in our state, and I'm well respected by educators throughout Alaska. Mr. Chairman, thank you once again for the opportunity to address the committee today, and I stand ready to answer any questions you have for me.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wheelis. I really appreciate you putting your name forward and had a chance to look through all of the information you provided us. You've got a great, great background and appreciate your dedication to your students. So on a personal issue of mine, which has always been a civics education, I am concerned that we're not really doing that. One of the reasons for public education was to create citizens, and I certainly appreciate your doing that in your classes. How successful are we throughout our school districts in teaching responsibilities of citizenship?
Well, certainly that's beyond the purview of the PTPC. I agree with you that it's an important mission of our schools, and I think that we have some good frameworks in our state for requiring government and citizenship education in the content standards. I think that the state requirement that students complete a government course to graduate is important. Certainly there's always room for improvement in any area of education, but I think we're doing a good job, but I think we could certainly do a better job always.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your comments and your contributions. Senator Begich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to comment. I had some questions prepared, Mr. Wheelis, you're supposed to leave us an opportunity to ask questions and not explain so thoroughly everything that qualifies you for the job. I just appreciate your appointment, and I look forward to seeing your service on the commission.
Thank you, Senator Begich. We'd like to announce that Senator Costello is online. We're pleased to have her with us, and she's listening to all that is going on here. Any further comments?
I agree.
brief at ease. you're answering our questions. Any further comments, questions of Mr. Wheelis? If not, we'll open the public hearing. Anyone care to speak to Mr. Wheelis? If not, we'll close the public hearing. And any further questions or comments? Seeing and hearing none, what's the will of the committee? Senator Hughes.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move the following named appointee to the Alaska Professional Teaching Practices Commission be forwarded to a joint session of the legislature for consideration. Lem Willis of Anchorage. Wheelis, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much, Senator Hughes. Any objection to that motion? Seeing and hearing none, then the motion passes. And then, again, for the record, this does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against confirmation of these individuals during the joint session. I'll take a brief at ease to sign the report. Back to order. Next, we have up Senate Bill 113, sponsored by Senator Hughes, relating to the recognition, recognizing of teachers with National Board Certification. Intent today is to move this bill from committee, if you're prepared to do that. Senator Hughes, opening comments?
I just want to thank you, Mr. Chair, for bringing it back up. As we all know, having high-quality teachers can improve student outcomes, and I think that's very much what this committee wants to see. So I appreciate the committee's support.
Thank you, Senator Hughes. We'll open this up then to public testimony. Is there anyone in the room who care to speak to this bill at this time? Seeing and hearing none, we'll close the public testimony. We have one fiscal note from the Department of Education Early Development. Any questions or comments on that fiscal note or questions of Senator Hughes? Any wrap-up you'd care to make at this time, Senator Hughes?
No, just thank you, Mr. Chair.
Now, thank you. Then if you are prepared for a motion, please.
Yes, thank you. I move SB 113 Version A from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Thank you. No objection. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the document. Senate Bill 149 in the near future. We are canceling our meeting tomorrow. Nothing further coming before us. We are adjourned at 9:17.